from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Wayne Larrabee, along with Lance Allen, and we're joined this week by our guest host, Dom Capers, the defensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers. Dom, great to have you here.
Good to be with you, Wayne.
Dom, I got to tell you, that game in Cincinnati, it was good to see the defense back in form.
Well, we felt better about our performance. We got a chance to look at a lot of people, but we liked the continuity that we saw and the rhythm. We thought the guys played hard and did a lot of the things that we wanted to come out of the third game doing.
Mike McCarthy said it was the best defensive performance of the preseason. Dom, you feel like they're kind of peaking at the right time, so to speak.
Well, you like that third preseason game. You're going to look at your guys a little bit more. And so it starts with stopping the run, and we did a nice job of starting the run. We controlled the down and distance situations because we played much better on first down, which leads to being able to be in better third down situations. And so that was the case. And we felt like we've made progress from weeks one and two to week three.
Dom, I think the big thing that everyone wants to know about are how are your young players doing on that defense? Because you're going to rely on a lot of young players, if not starting in base, then most certainly playing a lot in your sub packages. And we're talking about Jarrell Worthy on the line and Nick Perry at outside linebacker, maybe McMillan at safety and Hayward at cornerback. So there's a lot to this, isn't there?
Well, there's no question that we're going to depend on all these young guys. There's a reason why we drafted these six guys, and I think all of them are going to factor in our defense, and they're going to have to factor in early on. So a big challenge for us as a coaching staff is decide how much these guys can do and do efficiently and do it the kind of speed that you have to do it in these regular season games for us to be effective on defense early in the season.
A lot of guys in that locker room, Dom, have talked in this preseason about having a chip on their shoulder after the performance of last year. What improvement have you noticed so far in this preseason?
Well, there's a number of things. I think, first of all, I like the fact that I think our guys are tackling better. I think the last two games we've tackled well. We didn't give up the big plays Thursday night that we had before. And we know we have playmakers. I mean, over the last 3 years, you know, we've had more takeaways than any team in the league. And we expect to continue to do that. And I think if you can combine that with our offense and making it hard for people to get big plays against you, that's the combination that we're looking for.
You know, Lance and Dom, one of the guys that to me looks like he's back to form is Tremont Williams. Now, this is a kid who really, an all-pro going into last year, shoulder injury against New Orleans in the opener, never was quite the same, but battled through it. Now, let's be honest, he's a quality guy. But in Cincinnati, you had him on A.J. Green, great receiver for the Bengals most of the time, and he was outstanding.
Well, he did a tremendous job the other night, and he looked more like the Tremont of old.
Yep.
People don't realize what he was battling through last year. You remember in our Super Bowl season, you know, those last six games, there wasn't a corner in the league that played any better than Tremont. And we normally match Tremont up on the top receiver, and he did an outstanding job against Green.
One of the things that always comes up, Dom, is the art of the blitz. You know, trying to get obviously more pressure and more pressure on the quarterback. How in your mind as a defensive coordinator do you determine, okay, I can't blitz on every play, but when do you pick your spots?
Well, we talk a lot in the defensive meeting room about it normally starts with us, our ability to stop the run, and because then you can control the down and distance situations. And Thursday night was a great example of this. They ran the ball for 2.3 yards of rush against us. We had a lot of second and long. We had a lot of third and longs. And that opens up the door to do a lot of the things that all the players like to do. So I always tell them, let's stop the run. Let's get them in those predictable down and distance situations, and then we can hopefully have a lot of fun.
Obviously, a lot of that has to do with your defensive front seven. But on that defensive line, Dom, this year, now you've got a couple of veterans. Daniel Muir has come in. It looks like he's had a good camp. Philip Merling is a guy who has experience in this league. You bring in Jarrell Worthy, the young kid. You've got your C.J. Wilson and Ryan Pickett there. Do you have more depth on that defensive line than you've had in recent years?
Well, there's no question we've had the best competition throughout training camp, and that was the idea, you know, bringing these new guys in and, of course, taking all the young draft picks. And with those guys comes a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and there's been great competition, and there still will be some competitive situations we need to look at this Thursday night before we make the final decisions on the final roster.
All right, Dom. Well, you've got a young safety who is taking a leadership role in your secondary, and we'll visit with our guest, Morgan Burnett of the Green Bay Packers, coming up after these messages. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. This week's guest host, the defensive coordinator, Dom Capers. And our guest this week is the outstanding free safety of the Green Bay Packers, Morgan Burnett. Morgan, great to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Third year out of Georgia Tech. You know, going into your first year, you had earned a starting spot. An injury took you out of most of your first season. Came back, re-earned that starting spot the second year. Starting again this year now with Nick Collins, unfortunately, out of the picture. You're also the quarterback back there, aren't you?
Yeah, we got a main goal this year was to challenge myself to take command of the secondary. But all of us are back there really have to communicate with one another, make sure we're all on the same page and everyone is held accountable to get their job done.
Dom, Nick Collins went out in the Carolina game second week of the season last year. How much of an adjustment was it back there for this young man in just his second year, his first year as a full-time starter, to take over the secondary?
Well, Morgan's really made the transition to being the lead communicator back in the secondary. You know, we have an awful lot of checks and adjustments that have to be made with the various defenses, and he's a really good student of the game and has played a lot of football for us in a very short period of time.
No question about that. And, Morgan, let me ask you the influence. You know, when Charles Woodson came here back in 2006 or thereabouts, he began to have a great influence on the people around him in the secondary. How much of an influence has he had on you in terms of preparing, studying, what to look for in film study, that type of thing?
Oh, it's been real big, really, because he's the type of guy, even when we have days off, he's always finding something he can do, whether it's in the weight room or extra studying. And then you just see it on the field, his knowledge for the game. And his big playmaking ability, and that's something you like to follow. And guys like myself grew up watching him, and I hope my career could be as long as his.
And Dom, of course, when the Packers drafted Morgan out of Georgia Tech, you knew, you told me, this guy's a ball hawk.
Well, there's no question Morgan has the physical tools you look for in terms of the size and the speed and the ball skills. But I think the thing that's going to set him apart is the mental part of things. He's a real professional. He does a great job in preparation. He's an accountable guy, and from a coaching standpoint, you like to have your most accountable guy back there as the last line in your defense.
Well, there's no question about that. And Morgan, when you in the secondary look back on last year, now prepare for this year, what's the objective in that secondary specifically for you guys this year as compared to where you were a year ago?
Just main thing is make sure we all communicate and make sure we all on the same page, and each game try to eliminate the big play. Because when you eliminate the big play, you could hold the offense from scoring a lot of points. So our main goal is just eliminate the big plays and try to get off the field, get a lot of three and outs.
And Tremont Williams, talk a little bit about him, your teammate. It looks like to me he's back to where he was in 2010.
Yeah, Tremont, he's a great teammate. He's a great athletic corner. And in my opinion, he's one of the top corners in the league. And he showed that last preseason game. He's always going against the top receivers, and he does a great job of shutting them down.
And, Dom, when you roll different people in as often as you do, this guy and his mental preparation of the game is a big key, isn't it?
Well, it really is. The game of pro football has changed so much from a scheme standpoint, and you see so many different offensive personnels and formations, which require multiple adjustments on defense. And so you have to have a guy that really has a good feel of the overall scheme and can communicate, make those adjustments, and make them on the spur of the moment. And Morgan does a good job of that.
All right, Lance Allen is out in the crowd with some of our fans. Let's hear what they have to say. Lance?
All right, thanks, Wayne. We have Trevor batting leadoff today, and he has a question for Morgan.
What is the biggest difficulty going from college to pro?
The difficulty probably is the speed of the game is a little faster, and then the mental part of the game. Like, is this the way you prepare for teams? And you have to understand that if you're playing against the best in the world, it's a great competition out there.
All right, next up we have Aaron, and he has a question for Dom.
What is the difference or the advantage of a 3-4 defense over a 4-3?
Well, we like the 3-4 because we think that it gives you more versatility and flexibility when you have four linebackers on the field that can either rush or drop as compared to only having three linebackers out there, that we think that when you start to mix in five and six man rushes, you can run a lot of different combinations, all right, having the linebackers that are used to dropping. And you notice that those linebackers play defensive ends for us when we go to our nickel and dime packages.
And for the female perspective, we have Devin, who has a question for Dom as well.
How would you say your opinion is on the depth of our secondary for this season?
Well, I like the direction we're heading in the secondary. Obviously, you know, we have our two new draft picks, Casey Hayward and Jerron McMillan, that they're making a lot of progress. I think Tremont Williams is back healthy again this year. Sam Shields is going into his third year. Morgan has been here now for 3 years. And Charles Woodson's flexibility, I think, really gives us a lot of versatility in some of the things we're going to be able to do in the secondary.
All right, thanks, guys, for those excellent questions. Next up, Wayne and Dom on the Telestrator. You are watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Snap to Dalton. Third down play. Looking around, has time initially. Gets by Clay Matthews, but cannot escape the rush. Dalton was frozen at nowhere to go, and he's sacked for an 8-yard loss. B.J. Raji was there to put him away. Matthews got there initially.
We're back on the Mike McCarthy Show with defensive coordinator Dom Capers. Dom, let's open up your playbook a little bit now. You guys do enough exotic stuff here. We're going to get a look at one of your big plays in the game the other night. First quarter, it is third down and 8 for Cincinnati. Talk about this defense. What are we seeing you in right here based as far as this defense goes? It's not base, it's nickel, right?
Wayne, this is our third down dime defense where we have two tackles. B.J. Raji and Jarrell Worthy. Our outside backers are our defensive ends, Nick Perry and Clay Matthews. We've got eight guys, actually, that are up here that can potentially be rushers. The quarterback's reading Morgan Burnett, all right? And so what we want to do is we want to make him have to read on the move. So what you're going to see is Morgan's going to go from the middle of the field to play halves. Anthony Levine, who's up in a blitz position, is going to come back and play halves. You see Charles Woodson at the dime is going to walk up and threaten the A-gap, but he's going to come out into coverage. And D.J. Smith has got to cover the back. So we're locked up with man under coverage on the three receivers. We're playing a two-deep zone. And what you'll see is Clay Matthews run a game to this side with Jarrell Worthy getting up the field. Clay's going to come underneath. And then B.J. Raji's going to come over the top to get – they'll end up sharing the sack.
Let's take a look at that play and see if the players go where the lines point. And as you can see right here, I think the deception, Dom, is the way they back out of that play right there at the line of scrimmage. And that has got to confuse the quarterback a little bit.
You want the quarterback to have to read on the move, and we're trying to show him a single high safety and go to a two-deep safety and let him have to decipher which one of these eight guys are going to be in the rush.
Yeah, that's the part of it. Let's take a look at it from the end zone view if we can and take a look at the same play, same situation obviously. There's Woodson right here.
He's threatening the A-gap, all right? So they've got to account for him in that A-gap, and then he's going to come out and cover this tight end. You can see DJ's lined over his back, and you can see how wide Clay is. Jarrell's going to get up the field, and Clay is going to use his athletic ability to come under, and you'll see what a problem he creates for that guard because that guard now has to block him with a lot of space.
All right, go ahead and roll it. And watch Woodson's movement, too. You know, again, Dom, you mentioned he's on the tight end defensively. He's got to lock up the tight end, but he's basically freelancing at this point, isn't he?
Once the tight end blocks, then he has the ability, okay, to go ahead and enter, and you see that he enters once he sees the tight end block. If that tight end releases, he has to cover him.
All right, so that's a look inside the playbook. The dime defense, Dom Capers of the Green Bay Packers, they get a sack and force a punt in that first quarter as the Packers go on to beat the Bengals. Stay tuned. We've got shout-outs coming up in our next segment. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Dom Capers, our guest host. It's time for shout-outs. And offensively, well, he didn't get a whole lot of carries. He got enough, though, to show what he can do. And that is Cedric Benson, 6 carries, 38 yards in his first game as a Green Bay Packer going back to Cincinnati where he rushed for 1,000 yards 3 years in a row. So he's our offensive shout-out. Now, Dom, I know you're the defensive coordinator, but you've been a head coach. I want to ask you about the impact that a veteran guy like a Cedric Benson can have on a football team in general.
Well, I think, first of all, the respect factor that the teammates have because Cedric's been a high producer, you know, for many years. And There's no question going back to where he just played that that he wanted to go out and prove that he could still do that. And I thought that it was an excellent start for him.
He also has fresh legs, too. He got to camp a little bit later than everyone else. Lance, what do you have on the defensive side?
Well, we have defensive shout-out, Wayne, and we have this week Eric Walden coming off the edge. And, you know, Dom, it was kind of interesting, and I think it's a perfect analogy. When I talked to Eric in the locker room after that, the left tackle clearly took the inside guy, and I said, what do you think as an outside rusher when you see that happen? He said, don't miss the layup. Make sure you sack the quarterback. Is that what you tell those guys?
Well, with that particular blitz, we knew we were bringing one more than they could block. Hmm. And so when you're the outside rusher, you're hoping that that tackle blocks down on that safety because either the safety's going to be free or the defensive end's going to be free. And when Eric saw that tackle block down, he knew it was his to have. And it came at a critical time in the game because that was during our goal line stand where they started first and goal at the one. And we forced him to kick
it. It's kind of like Christmas, though, isn't it, Dom, when he sees that guy?
Yeah, it's the president under the tree, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, unsung hero. Well, you know, it's hard to say that this guy is unsung because, actually, we've been singing his praises almost since we saw him this spring in the OTAs at minicamp. But Desmond Moses, the rookie free agent outside linebacker, and there's always one of those every summer that shows up and plays really well, he's had an outstanding camp.
Well, he sure has. And I think what you saw the other night was you saw him in all three phases of the game. You saw him have good rushes on the passer. He made a real nice coverage play, okay, where he broke over the middle on the third down and we were able to get off the field, and then made a tremendous play on one of the runs, all right, where he made a minus yardage play in the run. So it was a good performance for Desmond.
And every week this year we solicit the fans' choice. All you have to do is put hashtag McCarthy Show on the Twitter, and it can either be a play or a player. This week, Dom, we've already talked about him, but Tremon Williams, you know, basically two passes defensed against A.J. Green, and I think about a four or five play span. He looks like the Tremon of old.
Well, he's such a key player in our defense because, you know, Tremon is matched up normally on the best receiver, and every week you're going against a great receiver. He did a tremendous job because we had him one-on-one two or three times on Green and went up and made the play. And that gives you a lot of confidence as a defensive coordinator because, you know, it opens up a whole lot of calls if you can match a guy up one-on-one on their best receiver.
And I would imagine you love his vertical jump. I mean, he can get up and defensive pass.
There's no question, and that's why he's good to put on these big, tall receivers.
All right. Thank you very much for your insight, Don. We have one more segment of the Mike McCarthy Show coming up. Remember, fans' choice. You can always hit us up on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show. Make sure it's either the play or the player of the game. One more segment coming back right here on the Mike McCarthy Show.
Wrapping things up here on the Mike McCarthy Show this week with defensive coordinator Dom Capers. And Dom, how are your rookies doing? And let's start with first-round draft choice Nick Perry.
Well, I think Nick's made tremendous progress. You have to understand that he's playing a totally different position. He had his hand down in college. We've standing him up, and he's got a drop. He's got a rush. But you can see his strength. He's got tremendous strength. He's got good flexibility. And I think he's made a big strides through the course of training camp.
Same thing with Jarrell Worthy. How have you seen him grow so far in this camp?
Well, Jarrell's a good athlete, and he's got quickness. He's adjusting to the techniques that we use here, which are a little different for him. But he's a smart guy. He can certainly handle it all mentally, and he's going to be a big factor in our defense.
And Casey Hayward in the secondary has shown up in this camp big time.
Casey Hayward had a tremendous play the other night where he had to break and make the tackle. He knocked the ball out, and he has very good ball skills. Again, has a very good football aptitude.
The deal is to be better in December than you are now, right? And with all these young people, you can't help but be, can you?
I don't think there's any doubt that you'll see our defense improve as the season goes along. You know, the challenge for us is going to be playing at that top level coming out of the blocks because we know our schedule's tough to begin the year. But I think you're going to see these young guys progress, and I think you'll see our defense ascend as the season goes on.
And, Dom, I like to say that you're almost like a professional poker player. You've got one more preseason game, but you don't want to show your hand as of yet. What do you got cooking for that September 9th game or as the season goes on?
Well, I think, obviously, as you go through these preseason games, always in the back of your mind is how much do you want to show and how much do you want to have new for when that season starts.
Yeah, you didn't dial up that one the other night, did you?
And you notice he didn't answer that too revealing.
Dom, thank you so much. Great to have the defensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers with us, Dom Capers. For Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee. We'll catch you next week on the Mike McCarthy Show.